This episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
This is Klaus Schwab. Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
You can't handle the truth.
We'll do it live. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
I'm so drunk, Buck, tonight. Open up to your bum.
Well, a lot of my opinions would make me seem like a lunatic.
Absolute wanker. You blockheaded bastard.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you, Rick.
Looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
I'm making fun of you.
Fellas, that you're so funny. The temporary ways, they're driving me crazy. So I'm taking your back.
Enjoy listening to Derek and Roro Nostalgia Hour.
Hello, you're listening to Rick and Roro, they're back again, who would have thought, on Easter, well, Saturday, nearly Easter tomorrow, and I'm Ken from the community radio station and 2AFM. So if you need anyone to do voiceovers, give me a yell in case these guys give up. I need more work. Thank you very much. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. Thank you, Ken. That was a good advert for yourself. This is Rick on March the 4th. No, April. I've got my change your calendar. April the 4th, Saturday. Tomorrow's Easter. And speaking of resurrections, Rollo's resurrected himself. He didn't sound very good yesterday, but he's back again. So how are you, Rollo? Good to hear your voice. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Struggling along. So, yeah, Rick and Rollo, 73, Saturday the 4th of April, 2026. Yeah, 73, yeah. I would say happy Easter to you, but it's been a crappy Easter. I'm still, my health is in decline, but not as crappy as your day. You were telling me earlier. I'm sorry for your loss.
We're talking about financial loss, not personal. So it's not so bad, really. But you know, I had to get the bus yesterday, and it's all went wrong. I had to get the bus, which I like getting the bus from here to Sydney, I like that. And I knew that it was Good Friday, so I thought I'll get the train back because I know if I get the 11 o'clock, it'll be a train. And no, it was a bus. And that meant it was going on the freeway on Good Friday, which is never a good thing. Anyway, I got to Newcastle. With Rollo, I cannot believe how big Newcastle has got the apartments. It's unbelievable. They're going up in a puff of smoke. Anyway, and then I discovered what did I do? I went out to go, they had a stop at Newcastle. So, we were there for 30 minutes. So didn't have enough time to run around the find Roller. Anyway, I got back on the bus and I was just looking. I thought, hang on, where's my wallet? And I started having a panic attack, as you do, because there was cash in it this time. And I ran back to the shop because I didn't buy anything. I don't know where it could have been. And I could have put in the rubbish bin. I could have just left it where I was having a coffee in the morning at Central. Anyway, it's gone. History. So I really pissed off. But honestly,
it's not the 150 cash. It's the irritation that you've got to get. You've got to get your license, get another license and all your credit cards and your, Opal cards and all the, I know, losing your wallet. You losing your wallet is a pain in the ass. I haven't lost, when I go out, whenever I go anywhere, I've got a sort of ritual. So where's my wallet? Where's my keys? And where's my phone? Mm. Wallet, key, phone. I need to know where they are. My glasses. Well, they usually stay on my head. So,
Not the last time I was drinking with you, they didn't. I had to run back and find them, didn't I?
Oh, that's right. But that was in Sydney, wasn't it? Was that?
Yes. Yes.
That's right. That was when I was being a ginormous pain in the ass when we went to the casino. Did we get into the casino? I didn't think we even got in that night.
No, they would have seen you on camera.
That was the night you shoved me on the train and said, fuck off back to Newcastle or something, wasn't it? Because I was annoying you guys because we're out with Frank and some other guy from Canberra.
You managed to scare off. We've never heard from him again. Nice guy. Can't remember his name.
Yeah, he worked for government or something, didn't he? He was a government guy.
Well, he may well have been.
He was a nice enough fella. Yes, right. We went for a drink in Piedmont. Yes. Was it Piedmont? Yeah, that's right. Piedmont. That lovely, that's a really nice hotel, that Piedmont Hotel.
Piedmont Bridge Hotel.
I've been there since 12 o'clock. You guys didn't rock up until about 6.
Yes.
And so I was K-line. I just wondered if you put up with me as long as you did.
Well, we didn't really. We had to. We had no choice. Anyway, that was all right. It was good catching up with Frank and meeting whatever his name was. I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I can't, me neither. It's gone. It's lost to history, but you could listen back to the I'm sure he's been on a fart podcast or something.
He was. Yeah, nice guy. Nice guy. He must have been absolutely terrified to encounter live Rollo.
That's right, because Frank was having a sing-song and
Frank wanted to go to karaoke, and Sydney was, this is back in, just after COVID, or kind of in that.
Oh, that was a pain in the ass, wasn't it? Yeah, everyone masked up. Yeah.
Well, they weren't then. I can't remember what year it was. It was about 3 years ago. Two or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've noticed too. This is the problem. Me and you talk nonstop, and your voice is so dominating that when you talk, it kind of, this microphone switches to try and get the more dominant voice, even though I consider myself loud and abrasive. Mm-hmm. But I get drowned out by you, which is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, Rollo, it's fantastic you're back, and it's Easter, so it's the resurrection of Rollo, episode 73.
I hope so, because, my health has been, I'm still 100%, but I just feel like Humpty Dumpty. Yeah, because I've got sort of I don't know if it's a hernia or something coming on, but I don't know what's going on with my stomach, but I don't want to go to the doctors because I just don't trust doctors anymore after COVID,
I understand your pain, but when it comes to gut and issues, you've got three major organs or four, more than that, but the liver, the kidneys, and the spleen, and the, bladder and stuff like that. But the digestive.
Don't forget my biggest organ, my massive schlong.
Your massive penis.
Yeah, I call it a schlong.
No evidence of that. Apparently, I remember you did expose yourself, and I think Linda Curtis managed to get an eyeful. She's never been quite
really.
Never been quite the same.
They call me the hedgehog. Remember Ron Jeremy? or who was the guy? John, not John Laws, John Holmes, John Laws. I don't know how big John Laws's was, but
I was
John
thinking,
Holmes.
Funny you'd be speaking about porn, and I don't know, for some reason, though, I was thinking, if I was ever to give advice out to blokes, how to, you know, particularly young, you know, when you're younger, you have no idea what you're doing. It's why you always need older girlfriends for the, you know, I'm talking about the pretending to reproduce the sex bit.
Yeah.
And it's all you have to do. I remember seeing this guy. He's older. I think he's, you know, real rough as guts. No, not rough as guts. Not like the hedgehog. But he was one of those 70s or 80s porn stars. What's his name? Randy West, not Randy out of whatever. And I'm telling you, that guy is exactly right. What you do for blokes, if you want to find out how to make women a lot more happier, follow what he does and his techniques. Because I'm going, he knows it. He knows it. Because those chicks aren't pretending. That's why I hate porn. I'm not a big fan of porn. Because I see it's all.
I used to be, but
you know, but I can't stand that. It's all fake, but it's not all of it. But occasionally you see someone that was good at what he was doing, and Randy West, when he was older, he's probably about 70 something now. He's probably still going, unless he's in jail, which is highly likely. Because you know, Ron Jeremy's in all sorts of trouble. Apparently, he is deviant.
He was in court or something. He had a face mask on. I saw him a year or two back, and it was done for rape or something.
Yeah. Well, that's
Do you remember he did that really funny piss take on that? I came in like a wrecking ball. Who was the chick on the wrecking ball?
The one that we keep forgetting her name all the time because and her father was. Achy, breaky heart.
Ding, 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 ding. Right? Yeah. Miley Cyrus. You're right. Uh-huh. Miley Cyrus.
And then
he did a piss take on it. Yeah, I think Miley Cyrus is on the Ozempic. I think she's on the Ozempic. She's on the Ozempic challenge. Yeah,
she doesn't need the Ozempic. She's already been too skinny. But she, you know, this is literally what they did with Disney. They had that her show that was.
That's right. She was Hannah Montana, wasn't she?
Good as gold girl. And next thing you know, I've seen photos of her, which you can see online. With you probably have to sign in because they're adult, and she's literally wearing a strap on. Completely topless, and she's there singing to a whole lot of girls. Who would let their children go and see that? A whole lot of Americans did. Wow. It's disgusting. I mean, really, here's me talking about porn. So but that's a different level.
She was like pretending to fuck a male dancer and shit with it. And she was in an episode of Black Mirror, you know. That episode is. It's not actually. She's not a bad actress. What's his name again? Who wrote Black Mirror? I really like the guy. Anyway, it was a virtual type thing, and I really enjoyed it.
I had a great conversation. You're listening to Beat.
Rick and Roll.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation
on TruthMeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Yeah, big shout out to Velas at truthmeets.com. Rick and Rollo 73, Saturday the 4th of April, 2026. Crappy Easter to you all.
I'm broke.
Yeah.
I lost my wallet.
I'm bugging if I can think of the guy that wrote Black Mirror, but they're all good. I can't think of any of them.
Hang on. I'll go and ask a professional. The researchers have got their own. Who wrote Black Mirror? Charlie Brooker.
Yeah, okay. I heard your boy say it, Charlie Brooker.
No, he just shook his head because it wasn't the younger one. It was the middle one who's not. I don't think he's a big fan of Black Mirror, but he knows everything about South Park. Every episode you can name.
New South Park suck balls. They really do.
Really?
Yeah. They're all Trump hating crap. I've been watching them, but I don't laugh at all.
Yeah, they don't.
They're just not funny anymore.
Yeah,
if we're going to talk popular culture, I want to do a rest in peace,
please,
to a great actor. His name was James Tolkien. Now, James Tolkien. Do you know who James Tolkien?
Yeah, I do, because he was in he actually starred in a couple of Michael J. Fox movies.
That's it. Right. That's where he's most famous for. All three of them he was in. He played Principal Strickland, and he said, "You're a slacker. You'll never amount to anything." And that wonderful, he was in Top Gun too, but who remembers him from that? Not me. What made him famous was his Principal Strickland. And the way he's giving it to Michael J. Fox, and he's so in his face. And when he finishes sledging him, their noses actually touch. It's that in his face, just slightly touched.
That's another thing. I don't want to rewatch them, but I'm going to have to fully.
He was 90. He was 94 years old, and he did a lot of stage work, and he understudied quite often for Robert Duvall, because they look very, very, very similar looking. If you look at James Tolkien and Robert Duvall, I don't know if Robert Duvall would have worked in that comedy in Back to the Future, but James Tolkien was perfect for it.
We've got to expect a lot more of this because these guys are all in their 90s now. Clint Eastwood's obviously next, but he might keep going to 100 and something.
He's 90. He's 96, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have liked to see what I posted, but apparently your favourite Doctor Who actor,
Tom Baker,
he's basically said on one of his fan sites, he said, "Oh, look, goodbye." He said goodbye. He's kind of saying he's getting quite, he's not. And everyone was really upset the way he said it. He might not be long for this world. And I thought, that's typical. Yeah. Rollo wasn't very well at the same time.
Yeah, see if Tom outlasts me. Here we go. Not sure exactly how old Tom Baker is. Let's have a look.
He's 94, I think.
Is he, Tom?
Or maybe less, I don't know. Tom Baker. Have a look.
He's looking very thin at the moment. So he was born on January 20th, 1934. So he's 92 years old.
92. Okay, might keep going. But he seems to be on his last, because he does keep up with social media. And there's always pictures of him because, you know, Doctor Who is probably the biggest cult show ever. Next to Star Trek and Star Wars.
Yeah, they've all been ruined.
They literally destroyed Doctor Who using the same thing. You haven't heard me talking, but, or maybe you did. I talked about the latest version of they finally did a big budget version of Magic Faraway Tree, which I've always said is one of the greatest children's books ever. The whole premise of it should have been a movie, and the guy that should have directed it was Peter Jackson. What he did to Lord of the Rings, most Tolkien, not Tolkien, as in the guy that died, but Tolkien's. They loved the first three movies.
Yeah, I'm a bit pissed off with Peter Jackson at the moment. That Stephen Colbert piece of shit, you know, that American, you know, the vaccine guy, you know, it was dancing around with needles, syringes, and whatnot. Well, apparently he's writing another. He's writing a Lord of the Rings movie or something.
Well,
Peter Jackson's a part of this thing.
Yeah, well, it's being shot. Well, right now they're shooting one in New Zealand, and it's called The Search for Gollum.
That's one. Yeah, that's right.
It's being done right now as we speak. Mm. And I just saw a really good thing that's quite positive, and you'll like this. I should have sent it to you. There's a message today on Facebook from Uncle Bully, Taika Waititi, and Jason Momoa have just bought a huge big movie studio in Auckland to start doing local productions over there.
All right.
So Cliff Curtis, Taika Waititi, or Cohen, his real name, Taika Cohen, that's his real name, and Jason Momoa have sunk their money into a New Zealand film studio.
What about Tim Uera? Tim Uera Morrison, has he got anything to do with it?
He looks fantastic. No, he's not. You would have thought he'd be part of it, but I think Uncle Bully, quietly, I think is making more money.
Curtis has made a lot.
He looks fantastic.
Yeah, I think because he wasn't, he did a lot of TV. He's constantly got work.
Whereas he's an iconic actor.
Yeah, Tim Uera Morrison, that book for Boba Fett on Disney Plus was that was garbage.
But he said Tim Morrison said that and got into trouble for it, didn't he? Say
he did. He did. Yeah, you can't slag off your own. What are you going to do? You know you're in shit, but the money's so good.
Yeah, so...
How do you turn it down? Yeah.
I've been, you know, if you listen to old Folk Australia, Folkholders Australia Roundtable and Rick and Rollo's, I'm always occasionally bringing up that Magic Faraway Tree would have been one of those things bigger than, better than Harry Potter. Harry Potter stole a lot of stuff off Enid Blyton. But when they've released this movie, they've DEI'd the entire thing. They've replaced the main characters. One of them was meant to be a little fairy, and they've replaced this fat chick that if you put a pair of wings on her, she'd crash straight away. She'd plummet if she had wings on. But the moon face, who meant to be a little character with a head like a moon, it's now a great big black actor with a white beard, and he's got a crescent haircut, so it looks like it's from the moon. And it is nothing like the original book's portrayal. They've introduced new characters, including next Spider-Man actor, the popular Spider-Man actor, Andrew Garfield.
I was going to guess Tom Holland, and who's the other one? It's three of them. Toby Maguire, and Tom Holland, and your one you just mentioned.
Andrew Garfield. So there's all these new characters that are in it that are just do you want some ice? Sorry, offering ice to children. And I'm talking about actual ice. Not to do drug.
Oh, yeah. Ice baby.
Yeah. Anyway, so, I'm just so disappointed this DEI, how they deliberately destroy old shows.
HBO are redoing Harry Potter, and they've made Severus Snape. You know, the Alan Rickman character. Into a black guy with dreadlocks.
He's got black, and he's getting death threats because, you cannot fuck around with the Harry Potter fan group out there is bigger than you've ever imagined.
You've got the woke ones that hate J.K. Rowling because she says there's only two genders, male and female. The trans thing is it's just excuse for men to go into females' bathrooms and men to win female sports, swimming and weightlifting and all of that. So J.K. Rowling is hated by the left for that. But then on the right, they're race swapping Severus Snape, where it says in the book that he's a Palo look. They should have got Adam Driver, you know, Driver. Star Wars guy, yeah. Maybe Adam Driver didn't want to be locked into a 10-year deal or whatever.
They could have used, it was more than just him, but Adam Driver would have been perfect because he's got that kind of that look about him. They could have brought Keanu Reeves in to play him and would have looked good, you know what I mean?
He could have, if he had a shave so he didn't look like John Wick.
I tried to watch John Wick 4 the other day and I lost interest. I might watch the ballerina too long. Too long.
3.5 hours long, and I've seen it all before.
Remember we were talking about last couple of episodes, the Irishman. They get to a stage when you're in your 60s. Well, you cannot.
You talked about the Martin Scorsese, the DH one. Yeah.
You cannot move like a young person when you're an old person, unless you're Chinese, because they do that Tai Chi, which enables their old people move really freely, and it's very good for you, I do believe, Tai Chi. Mm. We should all be doing Tai Chi, which is slowed down martial arts. But. Even Keanu Reeves has had to say, I cannot do those stunts anymore because he's too old. He cannot physically, you know, jump around and roll around. So they're having to use doubles, and they're probably going to use they'll turn it into an AI, be very easily done.
Matrix 4, it was basically just doing force pushes and that. There was no, the Matrix from 1999, there was no comparison. I tell you a movie that's not wave, apparently it's doing really well, is a Ryan Gosling film that's called, what's it called? I just had it in front of me.
Yeah, some kind of space.
Project Hail Mary or something?
Project Hail Mary. Yeah. It's on the movies here. Maybe I should go tomorrow.
Apparently it's really, really, it's doing phenomenal money. Mario Galaxy or whatever it is. Yeah. It's still making money against that. Yeah. Mario.
Well, it got the review as the greatest movie reviewed for a long time by a lot of YouTube movie reviewers. They all said they loved it. They got Rotten Tomatoes 10 out of 10 kind of thing.
Well, I haven't seen a negative review about it. You know, it's apparently, you know, it's, what is he? He goes up and he's a school teacher and he finds himself in space somehow and he has to make friends with a alien. They've both got to try and talk to one another. And their objective is the same. Apparently it's quite moving and it's quite, you know, it's comedy and it's not woke. It's not woke.
Yeah, that's good because today at the movie theater, it's on in my local, in the little town near me, which has the greatest movie theater ever, you know, completely restored old, movie posters everywhere and gilt gold and big red curtains and only small, but it's just perfect. And today I noticed cars everywhere because it's raining like cats and dogs here. I guess it is too in Melbourne.
Same here. It's
Newcastle.
Oh, it's been chucking it down all day.
Fucking miserable day. Miserable day.
Luckily, I didn't have to walk down and get my vodka today.
I got a lift. Yeah. I didn't ring her. Because I was a bit concerned about you when I was in Newcastle. So you were around I might have been talking to you when I possibly threw my wallet in the rubbish bin or did something stupid with it because the cards haven't been used. So no one stole it and tried to use my money.
Oh, so you cancelled them. So you cancelled them already.
Yeah. And then I've just done what I've had to become modern, because I've got no cards, I had to add my card to my phone. So now I can walk in and press a button and screen my phone and pay my.
I see people do that all the time when they get on the bus and that. They just put their phone up to the Opal thing, and it works.
I'm doing it now.
I don't know how it works, but I'll just stick to my card.
Get Chris to do it for me. I've got a kookaburra, great big one, sitting in my garden bed, looking at, he's actually looking at me because you know I'm talking about him, and he's picking, he must be eating lizards or something or other.
Mm.
So I love kookaburras. They are the cutest.
I had one on my Hills hoist just this morning, and I saw him eyeing off this worm or whatever it was. And he went down and he got it.
Yeah.
It was biggest, fattest thing you'd ever seen.
Well, he just
took him a while to get off the ground. It was like an A380.
He's actually listening to me while I'm talking, so we've got a new listener, the kookaburra. Hello. Hello. I'll take it.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. I like the way you say that. Reminds me of John Laws. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, okay. Norman, are you there? Norman.
John, I reckon you're an absolute...
And I'm going to take a photo of our new listener. There we go. And I'll put it onto the live stream show notes. Rick and Rollo's new listener. Not a very good photo. Get a better one. I hate these smartphone cameras. Because I've got a cheap phone, not like yours.
Mine was only $350. But it was secondhand. Camera on it's awesome, though.
Sorry, I just kicked myself out.
It's all good.
Yeah, but I was taking a photo of the kookaburra, the new listener. So we've got my cat, a kookaburra. Is there any spiders? There's definitely lizards. We've got at least three listeners tonight. Fantastic. Nice. Rick and Rollo, Resurrection.
Let's do a shout out to Susie, our number one fan.
She's very upset. She goes, I'm really worried about Rollo. You know, I haven't heard from him.
I got a couple of messages. I'll just read them if they're appropriate. Oh, look, there's one. She just sent me one. I'm so happy right now. So there you go. So you must be listening. Where are we?
Best show ever. The greatest show ever done. He says throwing a can into his recycle bin. Yeah, so this is my fourth week now on the Feral Express bus. And the Feral Express train. But I'm back into it. You know, it's amazing how I can change from being a driver to a passenger. But guess what I do, Rollo? I read on the book. I read my books.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually enjoy getting on the train because I have to drive and spend. Now, they drop the, Australia.
We've got to talk about the fuel situation, haven't we?
It's about $3.10 today, and that's after they removed 35 cents, half the fuel excise. Mm-hmm. Fuel excise. So a lot of people traveled. So I noticed that lots of people traveling yesterday on the freeway. They've only taken 30 cents off a litre, so it's like around $3, $2.97 to $3.10. For a litre of diesel and about $2.40 for petrol.
Yeah, well, Christy was at the markets this morning and she was speaking to Angel. That's where we get most of our veggies from. And normally to come to the markets, it's $100, for his diesel. Yeah. And he was saying it's $200. So the veggies had to go up. They had to go. Yeah, Rick and Rollo, 73.
Rick and Rollo.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
You're listening to the Rillo and Rocco show on truthmeets.com, and I'm Ken, and if anyone needs any gardening done or lightweight things in the home, I need some more work because I'm a bit concerned that Rick and Rollo might fall off their perch, and I need more work, be told.
You sound like Alan Seal, remember? Alan Seal back in the day. That's right, Leish Bugs. Rick and Rollo 73, Saturday the 4th of April 2026. Here we are on truthmeets.com, thanks to Velocet. Yes, we were talking about the crazy fuel prices. I haven't seen I've been out with Chrissy all day, and yesterday I haven't seen any servos out of fuel.
No, there was none. They're all full. I went through. Apart from the Newcastle getting, Newcastle looks like a modern smart city now. There's just at least 20 cranes in the CBD. Sorry, sneezing. 20 cranes putting apartments up. And it's looking. Sorry. What am I sneezing for?
You needed your special button.
Yeah, I haven't got that.
Your cough button or your sneeze button. Yeah, that's it. We're not in a big fancy studio like Doug Murray or John Laws.
No.
Triple M studio.
Christy mentioned when I sent a message, she goes, she's going overseas for 6 weeks. And I thought, whoa. Wow,
that's right.
Where's she going?
That's right. Italy. Yep, so she's traveling all through Italy. She's going right, from the top to bottom down to Sicily.
Well, I hope she gets over there before the fuel gets cut off.
She changed the flight, actually, because the original flight that she had was going over, through Dubai or something, and she didn't want to go anywhere. She didn't want to go anywhere near Dubai, she cancelled that flight, and now she's going some other route. Yeah, it's probably right. Yeah, where they don't have to go anywhere near the Mid East.
Yeah, because you're done for if you think that's going to go away in a hurry. It's going to keep going for a long time. But that's fantastic. 6 weeks in Italy. That makes me sick, Rollo. Actually, physically sick. Why am I not going on a holiday like that?
Why? Oh, there's no place like home, mate.
Well, I agree with that. I'll keep saying it.
I get over there, and I unless you're over there for a reason, sightseeing, and bored me when I was younger, but
Italy would be a great place to go for the food and the beautiful buildings everywhere. And it'll get very hot over there, I'd say, in summer. When's she going? Soon? Or this month?
A couple of months and she's off.
Well, I hope she gets Joe to come and check on you and get you, drag you to a scanning place so you can find out what the matter is with your stomach. That's what I said to her.
Oh, well, I'm riding this out.
Well, you're talking tonight, so I'm not going to say you can't do it.
Between
you and yesterday, when I spoke to you yesterday, before I lost my wallet, I'll just say that again, I rang out of concern and I said, Rollo, you got to go and get tests. You got to go and do this. Because I do it. Rick is a hypochondriac of the highest magnitude. And he runs off and gets scans whenever he did, drinks poison, radioactive crap and has CT scans every now and then. And I found out that it's because I eat too much. This is the other thing. If you're fasting, is good, but you personally, I'm telling you, you need to be eating, drinking, stop. What's it called? I've got some in my cupboard here right now. I'll tell you things like,
you said red cordial, red Kool-Aid.
No, red cordial for diarrhea, but, Matt Moran's the beef stock. You buy beef stock or make your own beef stock and just, I'm afraid you have to leave your vegetarian life just to get your stomach aligned.
Can't do it, mate. Can't do it.
Well, I'm Rollo.
On the point of principle. Can't do it.
I understand. Look, I understand you too, because if someone said, Rick, if you want to have a steak, you got to walk down and find, see that cow over there with its baby? You've got to go down and slit its throat, hang it up, bleed it out, and get a chainsaw and cut it into portions and then take it home. And to be honest, I'd rather have a vegetarian meal.
Caesar salad without the bacon.
Caesar salad without the bacon, yeah.
That's it.
Maybe something else added, but
if I want fish and chips, I just get hash browns. I put, wonderful, it's not mayo, tartare. You put tartare sauce on the side of the plate and you dip hash browns in it. And it may as well be fish. Yeah, it may as well. It does.
Because back in the day, Rollo, fish and chips were beautiful because I used to cook everything in tallow, which is beef fat. Mm. And you get and they chop huge portions. Unfortunately now, the Chinese seem to have taken over most of the fish and chip shops. And they use almost a surgical scalpel to get the finest sliver of fish. And then they soak it in batter to make it look like a great big piece. And they sell it to you for about $9 to $10 to $15 each.
Right.
But back in the day, fish and chips was beautiful.
I've eaten raw fish before.
Yeah, good to know.
But it was done in lemon juice, which kind of cooks it in a funny sort of way.
No, it does. The acidity of the lemon juice cooks literally. If you buy salmon and soak it in lemon juice, it'll be cooked.
Proper sushi back in the day. But I used to remember fish fingers when I was a kid, and if the batter fell off the fish, it was still a whole piece of cod.
Yeah.
Whereas, I remember the day, the year that they changed fish fingers from being proper piece of square fish that's been crumbed and, you know, deep fried into just the stuff that comes off the floor.
Yes.
And they chuck it into a machine and shape it.
A mincer and then squash it together. Yeah.
Yeah. Like those McDonald's fillet of fish or whatever it is. Disgusting. McDonald's didn't want fish in their restaurants because they thought it'd make the restaurant smell, because they're a corporate kitchen. And the only reason they kept the fillet of fish is because the Catholics don't eat meat on one day of the year or something, isn't it?
Yeah, yesterday.
It's yesterday. Isn't that ironic? For some reason they don't eat meat on Good Friday.
Yeah, you meant to
and
eat.
That hits corporate profits big time.
That's the whole world is this giant corporate fucking disaster. And that there's no greater evidence of we're in Australia. And we've got people, this is what's going on. And I'm talking about particularly for vegetarians here. Apart from what they did to our weather with the rain manipulation, where they carpet bombed us, we got so much rain, our farmers can't go onto their land to harvest the vegetables because their tractors sink. And that has happened up here, guaranteed. But they've said that, we've only been able to put down, we've got to put 30% less crops down because we haven't been able to get the nitrogen from the Middle East. And I'm like, at no stage do New Zealand and Australia ever need fertilizer from the Middle East to grow stuff.
What's that called? We used to make it at Incitec. I used to work there. Yeah, it had a name because you could use it as an explosive as well.
We
used to make the stuff where it didn't have the wax coating on it. So if you soaked it in diesel, it would
become explosive.
High explosive, yeah.
That's what they use. It's interesting that a friend of mine, he works in the mining sector, and he works for a company.
Right. That's what we use it for.
Yeah. And so he had those, and it was basically not chlorine. What's the chemical? But it's like fertilizer bomb stuff. They had to carry. He was in the desert, and he said that what they were doing this is in far north Queensland. They were blowing up mountains to flatten everything, so that they could have their big ore excavators come in there to do it. So literally. Uses ammonium nitrate. There we go. I just said it. Ammonium nitrate.
That's the one. That's what we used to make over on Kooragang Island.
Yep. So that stuff there is what they blow mountains to pieces. So he was saying that what they did is, you know, they carried like 4 to 6 kilos of ammonium nitrate, set it up all around the base of any hill that was in the area that they want everything flat, and it blew mountains to pieces.
Mm.
It's extraordinarily dangerous.
Get out of there and then, yeah, go in and get all the coal. Yeah, it's very efficient. It's
very efficient. Very efficient.
It's not good for blowing up buildings. You know that, Oklahoma bombing in 1995 when they tried to say it brought down that building? No way. I don't believe that for a second.
You know, and the truck blew up there. What it would have done was just blow
all the windows out, but that's all it would do. It couldn't do the damage it did in Oklahoma. Right. Yeah, they're good for making craters.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what they do. They blow mountains.
Blow
holes in the ground and blow mountains to pieces in the Australian mining industry. And it's extremely safe to handle.
But that's when you put the ammonium nitrate in. You've got to set it all up, ready to go. That means it's in the side of the mountain. It's not like you just park. It's not like you can park a truck. Park a truck on the side of the mountain.
And I'll just have to put it down. Rick and Rollo show is not talking about terrorist issues.
No. I reckon the Clintons were fully involved in that.
Well, yeah. They certainly did well out of it, because apparently all of the Clinton files, all of the lawyers' stuff that they had against them was in one of the, it was just happened to be in one of the rooms in the Oklahoma got blown to pieces. So evidence there.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise.
So that is a fact according to the conspiracy theory. Apparently,
I saw the documentary. It was called "Murder in the Heartland."
Yeah,
it was a great documentary, and it went through. Yeah,
Still Murder alive.
In the Heartland is like acronym is myth. Myth.
Mm-hmm.
Murder in the Heartland. It's a myth. The whole thing is just as fictional as 9/11.
Yeah, it was a pre 9/11, and it was actually that year.
It was 1995. So then you had the proper one in 2001. Yeah, 2001. Yeah.
Absolute scheme.
And then we've got the
still alive.
And then the COVID scam, which is probably bigger than all of it.
Mm.
How many people? I still get pop ups on my phone of people dying all over the place. Horrible deaths. Yeah. Especially Johnson & Johnson. Apparently that's one of the worst. I mean, they're all bad. I mean, they're all the D-pop shot. Yep. The clot shot, as we used to call them, but I call it the D-pop shot now. It's like people are still defending it, and they've come out with a new variant of the COVID.
Yeah.
And what do they call it? They called it something ridiculous, like
it's really
a cicada variant. And I'm going, what? You shed your skin and then.
We're in La La Land at the moment, literally with the media, social media, real media, whatever. And of course, guess what they've just decided to do in the middle of all this media chaos is go back to the moon or send 4 astronauts around the moon. And today they shared this photo of, this is what the Earth actually looks like. But, you know, we took this from the smartphone out there. And someone said, "Why don't you take us? Can you take us a photo of where the moon landing actually was, and the shell of the lunar escape vehicle, the lunar module escape vehicle?" No, they won't be able to do that. But they're showing pictures of the Earth, and they're going to get away with this because everyone's looking at the.
If you're close to the moon, find the Sea of Tranquility.
Yeah, and then show us.
Where- and show us exactly where.
Non AI version. It's something that we can zoom up on. Yeah,
they'll never do it.
They won't do it. Yeah, but they, so just
I can't believe Stanley Kubrick took that to his grave. I mean, come on, Stanley, you could have told us. I mean, everyone knew you did the footage.
Well, Rollo, if you're a conspiracy theorist, yes, he did. And he told you by the movie The Shining.
The Shining. That's right.
Yeah. That was full. It was absolutely full of the whole moon thing. Because that little
name? That's right. When Jack Nicholson goes in and the guy's JFK, that's interviewing him. And it's basically. It's coded language, but basically there's like moon rockets in the room and
it's one of the greatest films ever made. It's got a little Apollo 13 or Apollo 11.
That's right, the knitted Apollo 13.
So the clues were in the movie for sure. But right now they are going for broke with every conspiracy thing. We got the Epstein files getting released, you know, which was there were all these. I got little old ladies ringing me saying, you know, they're eating babies now. They're eating babies. Everything's happening. They released that. Then they've released this war thing, which is going on right now. And we're going into. There's no doubt to me that food prices are going to go beyond anything we've ever seen before.
Well, if the petrol. Or diesel and whatnot keep going
up. There's
nothing. Yeah, I mean, they're gonna make their money somehow. I haven't seen any evidence. The diesel trains are still coming by here.
And the planes. The planes are still going
here. Yeah, the coal's still running out of Newcastle here. So, like I said. Few weeks back, as long as the trains are running, I know that the economy's working here at least.
Yeah. So you wouldn't have seen. I think they've had a shutdown this weekend though. Because have you heard any trains go past your? The Feral Express was cancelled. It was a bus yesterday. I was on it.
Well, it's surprising actually. The last 3 or 4 hours, I can't say. I know this morning when I got up, there were a couple of diesel locomotives because I got up at 4 o'clock this morning to watch St. Louis play baseball.
They
played their second string. We got done by the Detroit Tigers, and Velocet didn't play today, but he's just having a good year. I say Velocet. He's Nolan Gorman, and he's now. His blonde beard and his goatee. He's looking more and more like Velocet every day. When he comes he's hit two home runs already and he's awesome. And he's an absolute beast at third base. So Velo should be proud. He's a spitting image of him, I swear to God.
Well, yesterday, I went into the station. I got to the station about 10 o'clock, so I had an hour to kill. This is where I lost my wallet in between. I got a cup of tea. It's the last time I used
I know where you were, in the Newcastle interchange there.
I was there at 10 o'clock, though. I was in Central. The buses left at 11. Mm. And we got to Newcastle interchange by about 1:30 because the traffic. Because apparently it was a medical emergency. You're listening to
Rick and Rollo 73.
No matter what your age, you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Yeah, truthmeets.com. Thank you, Velocet. Rick and Roller 73, Saturday the 4th of April, 2026. Crappy Easter, everyone. you're in Central and it took you only from 11 o'clock to get to Newcastle Interchange on the bus.
No, 2.5 hours. Because the traffic was so bad because apparently it was a medical emergency.
It only gets worse. It gets worse from there. You go from then because it's only because Good Friday. I can only imagine what the traffic's like once you get out of Newcastle going north.
And, actually, after Newcastle was fine. It was getting to Newcastle because there's a medical emergency on the M1, which is, from Wurunga to, Oliver or whatever it's called, the Wyong interchange. It was bumper to bumper because there'd been a medical emergency. Someone had a heart attack, obviously, from the vaccine. I'll guarantee you. And so the traffic literally was bumper to bumper. And I was just sitting there. You should have seen my face. This is before I found out I lost my wallet. I was just sitting there going, you fucking cunts. I booked a train. I paid for a train and I'm on a bus.
I can imagine you being some sort of cartoon character with smoke coming out your ears.
There was.
And you red in the face going.
But anyway, interestingly, when I got to Central, I thought, I'll go and see if Joel's on the train. Because when I get to Central, I can go up to his train, the Mount Vic train.
Mm.
And I went up and the train driver was this very good looking, I guess she was either, say, Indian or Middle Eastern, not sure. But really friendly. And I said, is Joel on? Do you know Joel? And she said, what's he look like? I said, he's really tall. And she goes, oh, no, there's about three really tall guards on this train that I drive.
Oh, yeah.
And she's telling me she's just got her license to drive. She's about, I'd say in 20s or 30s, good looking train driver. And to me, train drivers are always alcoholics and off their heads. That's my average train driver to me, and I've known a lot of train drivers. They're always drunk. But this one was a good looking, between say maybe Northern Indian or maybe Middle Eastern, pale but dark hair, but beautiful and friendly. But she said, "Oh no," she goes, "I don't know names," but she goes, "There's a lot of tall guys that are the guards." So she must have seen Joel at some stage. Yeah. So anyway,
the way you lumped them all into, they're all fat alcoholics.
Train drivers, aren't
she? She wasn't one of those.
Yeah. She was beautiful. She compared to what? If someone said describe a train driver, I'd say red nose, drug problems, and probably drug and alcohol issues. That's what they used to be. Train drivers are the biggest alcoholics I've ever met. That is a fact.
Well, I guess they, what are they going to do most of the time? Not a lot.
They sit there pressing.
It's not like you have to drive. You drive a car and you have to steer the
coal.
You don't have to steer the thing or shoveling coal into the thing to make it work.
I don't do that anymore. No. Anyway, but I'm still very happy. And actually, Rollo, I had a great conversation with someone that Joel would be interested in. He's a computer guy who's doing the computers on one of the offices I was at on Friday, Thursday night. And he was telling me he's a computer. He said he's a self-trained computer nerd. And he works for a friend of mine doing troubleshooting for great big offices and setting up their internet and stuff like that. But anyway, he said, I was describing Joel's, what's it called? His streaming service. He goes, is it Plex? And I went, yeah. He goes, I've been using Plex for 13 years. And he goes, I can do now my friends, anything we share, I can get into it and I can get the 4K version of any show for free.
It's not called Plex. Do you want me to say the name?
It's called something else. Isn't it Plex?
It's called Jellyfin.
Actually, then,
I've almost finished. Keep going with your story. I'll tell you afterwards. I've almost finished everyone's series.
That's interesting. So there's one series called Plex that's been around for about 15 years where you can have your own streaming service and it pirates great shows and you can share with your friends. And he said it was Plex, so it's not Plex. But it's Jellyfin. You're right. So it is,
and it's totally legal. There's nothing wrong with it. And but just before I get on to Severance, because just back to the baseball. Our shortstop. Get this. Yesterday, He wrote his BMW off. After the game yesterday, he was in a massive car accident, wrote his Beamer off, and I'm going, no way he's playing this morning. I got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch the game. He's leading off, not a scratch on him. So he's wrote his $300,000 Beamer off.
How?
And he apparently slick roads or it was a one car accident on his own. He was in the car on his own, lost control, and basically wrote it off. His $300,000 BMW. And I said, there's no chance that this guy's going to play today. And he, not only did he play, he was the very first batter, and he had a really good game. I went, wow. Right. But even though the rest of the team were the second string, that's why we lost. But they were giving all the second string players.
How did you become a St. Louis Cardinals fan?
I used to support the Colorado Rockies, Larry Walker, because of just what a legend he was. Me and Tony, my very good friend, were huge Rockies fans. I've still got my Rockies cap in there, my Rockies baseball signed, and Larry Walker, he's a Canadian. His very last season, he made the switch. Just to get a bit of a payday just before he retired, he swapped over to St. Louis Cardinals. And of course, I only watched the Rockies for him, because he's a left-hander, and he looks like Lemmy Kilminster from Motorhead. Like, seriously, you look up Larry Walker and you look up Lemmy Kilminster. They're almost the same, and he's got the handlebar mustache, and he's just a beast. And he's got this open batting style, and he's just a beast. And
can you give me some? Do you verify this? Do you think you have to be tall to be a good baseball player?
To be a pitcher, the height doesn't hurt.
Yeah, apparently so. That's what they say. Okay.
Our closer's 6'5".
O'Brien. Okay, well, I'm not 6 foot tall, but I was good at baseball, but I did play with guys that were much taller than me. But I was a good catcher, and I was great on first base.
Mm.
That was my favorite position, or outfield. Yeah,
me too. I was the first baseman. They called me the black hole. As long as you get the ball near me, I'll take it.
Yeah,
our first baseman's Alec Burleson at the moment, and like that guy, he'll take it from anywhere. Just as long as you get it close, just don't throw it over his head, because he's about our height, 5'11", 6 foot. Yeah,
yeah.
You can't catch a ball if it's thrown over your head, but if you throw it side or on the ground, you'll take it. Here comes the rain again. I'm going to sing that. Eurythmics song.
Absolutely. This morning, I thought, is that rain? Because I've got two fans on my room, blasting. I sleep better with fans on. And I thought, is that rain? And yeah, it was. And I looked at, when I got up this morning, it was just completely grey. It still is now. But it's...
Every night, I sleep with a fan on. I love the circulating air, whether it's hot or cold. I like the circulating air.
I want to be in a windstorm when I sleep. I love it. I love the air blowing at me. It just feels better. But, yeah, I couldn't believe this amount of noise I was hearing. I thought, oh, this is over the top of two fans, like the ceiling fan and a side fan. It was heavy. And everything's looking really grey outside, but the trees are green as fuck. Everything looks healthy.
Yeah, look at my backyard. It needs a mow. Yeah, come and mow it for me. Come and mow it for me.
It may happen. I can't believe we're doing a Rick and Rollo. Yesterday I said to Susie, I said, he's really sick. I don't think we were hearing from Rollo for a while until he goes to a doctor. And here we are doing a Rick and Rollo show.
I've had a little bit of medication tonight, Rick.
I figured that.
Well, vodka and lime and soda. What's in your hand? Are you got a, what beers in your hand?
Yeah, I've got a Four Pines Lager, Japanese style, which I'm telling you now, for the bottle shop I go to in Ashfield has it for $20 a six pack. These are 375 mil. It is beautiful beer, and for $20 a six pack, which is to, if you're buying in small amounts, that's cheap. Because now it's like $30 for a six pack, or $28 for VB. Unbelievable! I cannot believe anyone would pay that, but they do.
I was going to give a six pack to the fellow that, but he's anonymous. Someone, because I was crook for the last 2 weeks. Someone came and mowed the front of my place and whippersnipped.
Nice.
Whippersnipped the along the gutter because the weeds were growing out onto the road.
Yeah.
I think I might have told you the story before. Yeah, a couple of weeks back, and I took Rosie out for a wee one, like 3 a.m. when she was barking, and I went, someone's bloody mowed and whippersnipped this for me. It's
your next
one. Nice?
It'll be that guy.
Yeah, well, if I ever bump into them, I'll, you know.
It'll be the guy with the tats that lives next door to you.
Yeah, yeah, Liam. Liam. Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Neighbours, I am so lucky to have my neighbour across the road, that you know, the blonde chick that comes over and looks after me, and she sends her husband over. She goes, he obviously does not wear the pants in this house. I'll send her a message. She goes, look, I'm in Sydney doing work, but she goes, Bri will come over and fix it for you. And she goes, she must send him a photo. Get over there and mow the fucking lawn, you know, go and feed his cat, you mongrel.
I want to burst into Neighbours with Barry Crocker. Neighbours.
She is. Everybody. She and her, they've been looking after my pussy and keeping my pussy.
Oh, thank you. Business slogan.
For some time. And now they don't have to do it much because my, what's his name? Heinrich is usually, he comes over and stays here when I'm in Sydney. Because he's got the house to himself, and which is, it's just, you know, so if you like, we're killing aliens on the internet, you've got Wi-Fi here. Yeah. He can kill aliens. He can talk about sport, which he knows baseball as well as you, Roll. He's up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How did the other son go when he met Bruce Beresford? Did we talk about that? Like,
no, he hasn't met him yet.
Oh,
it
hasn't.
It'll be soon, I do believe. Yeah, no, it'll be in his holidays. He's got a.
That's not Heinrich. That's what do we call him?
No idea. Norbert.
Norbert's going to meet Bruce Beresford.
He's going for a lunch with Bruce Beresford from the guy who apparently didn't direct Driving Miss Daisy, because he's the only person that did not win a single gong from that pretty good film.
I liked it.
You're my only friend.
I know, it's that Morgan Freeman when Jessica Tandy goes. But apparently it won Best Picture,
but he, didn't it? Yeah, but the director,
but he didn't even get nominated.
Not a single sausage. He didn't get a sausage.
Yeah, because I used to work at the Town Hall Hotel, and the Rob and Roy, one's a ballet guy and one's the tenor, you know, one of those.
Are they a couple being?
No, they're brothers. They're brothers.
Oh,
they're
brothers.
So they're definitely not a couple, but they they always wanted to own a hotel, and they bought the town hall. They were great. I mean, they were the ones that employed me for a bit, and they were good friends with Bruce Beresford. So tell Norbert to mention Robin Roy from the Newcastle town.
I absolutely will too.
Is Norbert looking to get into acting, or he wants to write screenplays?
He's writing and he's directing and he's acting. He's doing a. I've got to get to Melbourne on the 24th of this month for a few days, and he's doing his. He's written a musical, which is going to get done, and he's got me tickets, so I'll go to that. I'll just go there for a couple of days.
Hopefully it's as successful as the Rocky Horror Picture Show or something.
Well, he's obsessed with that.
That's my favorite musical of all time.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
It's funny that I was never into it, but he watched one.
That was a flop at the time.
Yeah, it was.
It really wasn't. But then they put it on at midnight. And the midnight showing thing. And it went on for years. And it made so much money. And then poor Tim Curry, he could not shake. He could not. So we had to play, you know, like that legend, you know, where that Tom Cruise movie Legend. So he's fully make-uped up. And It, you know, that Stephen King, where he's dressed up as that evil clown thing. But when he's... when he's in his novel, you just go Frankenfurter. It doesn't matter how old he got. You just see Frankenfurter with the fishnet stockings and Susan Sarandon and the guy from Spin City. I forget the other one. Brad and Janet.
Yeah. But I did notice that when you actually watch the movie, that Meatloaf is not like he appears in one scene. But he's not the kind of main guy. He's just like a very brief appearance, really.
He's got his motorcycle on.
He comes on the motorcycle. But if you ever listen to a soundtrack of Rocky Horror Picture Show, the only voice I can hear is his. Because, especially in Time Warp.
Great voice. Some people can't, my wife can't stand him. I thought that song that he did with Bonnie Tyler, Bat Out of Hell, you know.
We'll talk about Rock. Bat Out of Hell.
It was like the eighties version of Elvis. If you ask me, it was just unbelievable. And the way he always had that handkerchief that hung down from the microphone that he would wipe his face with. Because he sweats profusely, sweaty,
ugly, but they had a great voice. But the chick that sang the vocals on Ellen Page, but the girl that sang the vocals was very good looking blonde chick, and she just said, "I'm not getting up on the actual." Video and singing the song with this fat guy who wants to stick his tongue in my mouth. So they use it, and they do. If you've seen the musical, so what they did is they got another singer, or I forget her name. So Ellen Foley.
I can hear you getting a refill. I'm going to get one too.
Go, you bastard!
Yeah, you remember Craig McLaughlin? He got in trouble for.
I'm a supporter of Craig McLaughlin.
Bert Newton used to do the narrator.
Yeah.
And it was Richard O'Brien that wrote it, wasn't it? One of your fellas, a New Zealander.
He is. He's by default, and he lives where I'm from.
Rick and Rollo's 73.
Is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the support link.
You're listening to Rick and Rollo 73 on the 4th. Is it really? Is that all it is? The 4th?
Saturday the 4th. Yep, that's right.
Yep. I have to rip my calendar to get the... There you go. You just heard it. The 4th Saturday. I'm squashing March up in my hand. And I didn't think much of March, the Ides of March. I thought they were absolutely depressing. And guess
what? Let me taste this. See if I've overdone it with the vodka. No,
but can you? They used Mercury retrograde for the last month. It started on the 26th of February and went through to about 20th of March. The most time that you do not want to hear bad news, we got saturated with nothing but foods,
What's Mercury retrograde?
It's when Mercury runs backwards across the moon or whatever it does. It goes into retrograde. And apparently it causes all sorts of problems. Now, I am a total believer in Mercury.
I'm a believer.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, I believe in Mercury retrograde. It makes you feel like shit. You shouldn't travel or do anything. Anything to travel and mechanical fucks up. And I believe it. So when they pulled this war hoax going on in Iran, and I'll talk about that tomorrow possibly. I'm going to probably do a Be Told tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, what I thought about Iran and the whole scam that's going on with that. But they picked the Mercury retrograde to do it on, and I guarantee you more people are stressed and feeling and having really bad times. You are, I am, we are Australians. You are, me are, you've got health issues. I've got not money issues, but, you know, I lost my wallet. That's enough. So we've got a money issue.
But you only had 150 bucks in it.
I wasn't worried about that.
So I just looked it up. Mercury retrograde is an optical illusion where Mercury appears to move backward in its orbit from Earth's perspective, occurring 3 to 4 times annually for about 3 weeks. Annual. Did I say annually?
Annually.
All right. Astrologically, it is associated with communication breakdowns, travel delays, technical glitches, and a need to pause or redo projects.
Yes.
Yeah. So I've never heard of Mercury retrograde. So
I do talk about it every now and then, but it's a thing. Mm-hmm. I do believe in it. And it was what's his name? Freeman Fly, the American kind of OG conspiracy theorist guy that used to bring it up the most.
OG? What's that mean?
OG, original gangster.
OG. Oh, right.
Yeah, original gangster.
All right.
Which actually, OG forms the word 18, which is 9. So there's a there with that one. I'm into all this weird stuff. I guarantee you there's a there too. You know,
Now, is that T-H-E-I-R?
I guarantee you, now, you would be able to listen to me talking about the first time I believed in Mercury retrograde was on it was either Fakeologist Australia Roundtable or it was on a Fakeologist Rick and Rollo or whatever show, but I discovered that I was driving home one day when I first started hearing about this Mercury retrograde thing. And I started noticing more cars on the side of the road than I've ever seen before broken down. And I was going, that's a bit weird, you know, Mercury retrograde started yesterday. And then I got a phone call from my ex we'd split up at the stage, but we both shared cars before we completely went separate ways. And she contacted me and said, I'm broken down, the gearbox has collapsed in the car. And I was like, this is just after I'll be noticing all these cars broken down on the freeway as I was on the bus or train or driving. I might have had the other car, probably with it. And whatever car I had, it was a kind of four-wheel drive car. The gearbox collapsed within 2 days of Mercury retrograde. It cost me $4,000 to fix.
Ow.
And I started thinking, hang on, there might be a thing with this Mercury, because what it says, when it's Mercury retrograde, you do not go outside. You're best off just chilling out and doing nothing. Don't go traveling because everything will break down. Now, there with Mercury retrograde. And Freeman's wise to go on about it. If you've got a health issue, it'll happen to Mercury retrograde. Guess what, Rollo? You've had one.
Obviously, key aspects of Mercury retrograde. What actually happens? Because Mercury orbits the sun faster than the Earth, 88 days versus 365 days, it passes Earth, creating an illusion that is moving backward, similar to a fast train passing a slower one.
Yeah.
Areas affected. Mercury rules communication, travel, technology. When retrograde, these areas often experience chaos, such as malfunctioning devices, missing emails, travel rescheduling. Astrological advice, it's often considered a bad time to sign major contracts, make big purchases, or start new jobs.
Yep.
The RE, in quotes, word focuses on the period is best for reviewing, revisiting, revising, and rekindling old projects or relationships. There you go.
Yep. I totally believe in it, and I don't care what anyone thinks.
Mm.
I think there's a there that the stars are controlling our lives, or the people running our lives into the stars, and so they make sure there's fuel problems, there's this. And if you're getting this new fuel, now I have to say this, apparently what they've done with the diesel is released a non-completely refined version onto Australian service stations. So that what's going into your tank is not the same quality as it was, you know, a couple of months or 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's, yeah. And so this will cause issues in the long run with your, and especially if you're using E10 or forced to use E10, which is ethanol crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it fucks up your motor. And so it's a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy when they say it's Mercury retrograde and they announce a fuel crisis, which they did, basically on Mercury retrograde. So
It says, according to sources, in 2026, Mercury will be retrograding during the following periods. February 26th to March 20th.
Which was just finished.
Begins in Pisces. June 1st to June 25th.
That's coming again.
Additional notes. So tips for survival. Back up all your data and devices. Confirm your travel plans and appointment times multiple times. Remain patient and flexible with misunderstandings. Yep. There you go.
Which I do.
There you go. It's something I've never heard of, but there you go.
Okay. Well, keep it in your mind and keep looking at it, and do anything to do
with travel. I'm retired. I rarely travel.
I wish I was.
Like, you get my fat ass off the ground and walk down to the village and get a bottle of vodka.
So get on the bus. Did you get some ciggies when you were down there?
I got a whole box with Joe when I was crook. When I was crook the other week, because I don't like getting cartons, because it means then, because somehow it psychologically says you're a smoker.
If you got them, I'll smoke them.
It's hilarious.
If you ain't got them, you hit rock bottom. Smoke them if you got them.
I only got $100 out, and he goes, 120. And I go, oh, shit, I've only got 100, he goes, that'll do. And he handed the carton straight away, and I went,
I've been buying this tobacco. I can get like 50 grams of tobacco for $15, right, from this little shop in Asheville. And it tastes like, I can't tell the difference, to be honest.
Yeah.
This particular brand.
Yeah.
And,
I tried the Chinese ones. I couldn't taste anything, but these Manchesters, They taste just like the what are the ones I used to smoke? Not Benson and Peter Hedges. Peter Jackson. That's right. Your mate. Yeah. Your mate from New Zealand. Yeah. His name.
Yep. Peter Jackson.
When I was a kid, I smoked Winfield.
Winfield. Yeah. Blue.
Red.
Red. Winfield Red. Winnie Red. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I went to, what was it after that? I changed brands.
Peter Stuyvesant Red.
Peter Stuyvesant, the soft packs. I like the soft packs.
Red, the red ones.
Yeah. And some of them had filters, some of them didn't. I always like cigarettes with filters. I can't handle that.
Like Camel and Capstan. Two, like cigarettes, but apparently, and I'm not, look, to be honest, I do believe that nicotine and tobacco, as long as it's not heavily full of polonium 5, whatever they call it, if it's just unrefined normal tobacco, I don't know, I've got no problem with it.
Oh, yeah. They used to try and sell that at local farmers markets, but the police, that is when the police really came and stopped it, where you could get a whole bag. Because most of the tobacco is actually washed in, what is it? There's a chemical that makes it addictive, massively addictive, which is what the cigarette companies want. Have you seen that movie? Thank you for smoking.
Yes.
and they go, that guy, Aaron Eckhart, he's there. He's saying, how many people die in car accidents and how many people die of cancer or whatever? And how many people die of smoking is like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's the product that actively kills you. And the government makes so much money off it. That's why they want to shut these illegal, well, they say they're illegal.
Well, that's another thing that's going on at the moment. So up my way, there's been at least 50 to 60 to 70% of illegal chop shop, or, you know, places where you can get illegal tobacco. They've been shut down.
The thing is, if the government didn't take such a huge bite, like, it's ridiculous to buy, you know. Remember that night you and Belisette were here? And I walked down to the BP and it cost me $56 for 20 cigarettes because we didn't want to wake you up. if I'd only known at the time that, you know, you can get, $10 for 20.
$7, you mean? $7.
No, it was cheaper. They've gone up a little bit.
So I spoke to this guy the other night who's a computer genius, like Bella said. He just understands all the, he's a self-taught computer. And he said, I myself partake in illegal tobacco. And he said, I smoke Manchesters because I can get a carton of Manchesters for.
Good on him. Yeah.
What is it?
I prefer him doing Manchesters rather than that bloody. That vaping thing that he was doing. I didn't know that's good for him.
This isn't Joel. This is the guy I was speaking to last night?
Not before, on
Thursday night. He said he smokes illegal tobacco. He's got his own streaming services and he's a computer expert, but he also smokes Manchesters because he said Manchesters taste exactly like he wants to taste tobacco.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with them. Yeah, and that's $7 a packet to $12 a packet, you know, in between.
Depending on where, that's right.
Yeah, look, Rollo, though, in Ashfield, they've got nothing but giant tobacco shops everywhere. And I'm talking about big ones that you walk in and anything you want, you can get. You want a vape, it's $40. But up here where I am, they've cracked down and what they're doing is, unless they know you, they're all paranoid. Like, unless you go in there and if they think you might be a cop, they're not going to sell you nothing. But, after 4:30 at night, they will not serve you. After 4:30, you can buy anything you want. Apparently, the cops go home after 4:30. there's some kind of
not inside ball
that about cops going to they stop working.
But the Ashfield places is it's safe, anything you want.
Yeah, I can awesome. Walk in there and say, can I get a big packet of tobacco, three vapes, and they'll say, yeah, whatever you want. They give you a list, what kind of vapes you want, $40 each. Here, where I am now, like at Port Macquarie, they have shut down so many vape shops and chop tobacco. But the chop tobacco I'm getting, to me, taste is just like what it should taste like. It's $15 for 50 grams. 50 grams would last me 2 or 3 weeks, maybe more. Awesome. At least 3 weeks, yeah. It's fantastic. And why not?
Mm.
Yeah, I hear a cough in the background. But yeah.
No, I'm just in the bathroom taking a piss. I just want to get back to Severance.
Yeah,
so I enjoyed season one, and season two, I got nervous when I thought they were going to write John Turturro and Chris Walken out.
Right.
The trouble is, when you watch Severance drunk, you start to forget what are, you know, when they're innies and they're outies, you know, the innies and outies.
Yeah,
what do they know when they're innies and when they're outies? And it's so bloody hard to sort of remember. All right, now, what's going on? Do you know that it's been commissioned? Apple Plus is they start filming in a couple of months.
Yeah,
it's coming out in 2027, season three. But yep. I still found it tricky to get through season two because it's so much more.
I don't know, hard to
sort of keep up with
what's going on.
I think it's Patricia Arquette still in it, or is she?
I don't know.
She's been written out or whatever.
No. She's back. She's back.
She's good.
Six.
She's good in it. I mean, she's miserable. She's a miserable cow.
She's got such a miserable face, and she was back in when she was younger, a very good looking actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she definitely looks miserable.
But none of them. I like the main guy. The main guy is an absolute classic. And the chick, the run Lola run looking chick.
I love her. That's Ellie.
And the way they don't know. Yeah, Ellie. That's right. They don't know. Are they in love with each other as outies or?
I'll just say this. You're going to get really disappointed or frustrated at the last episode.
Right. I'm up to, I think, episode 7 of series 2. So I'll probably have to go back and watch a few last 2 weeks I haven't watched them. Yeah.
Well, on Thursday night, I had this huge conversation with this computer tech guy.
Mm.
I'm just giving my cat some more food. And she loves it, and it's so cheap from Coles. I can buy a really nice cat food that the cat likes from Coles, and she loves it. Anyway,
the better food is at Aldi. Have you got an Aldi local?
No, yeah, I have. It's in Port, but it's a bit of a hype.
Because I looked up all the kibble from Woolies and Coles. The one we normally get is it's like 60, 70 bucks for 2.5 kilos of the stuff. That's that New Zealand stuff.
You can go.
Rick and Rollo is 73. 73.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Thank you, Velo. Rick and Rollo 73. Truthmeets.com, Saturday the 4th of April 2026. Crappy Easter. Yes, we are discussing kibble and the best kibble for your animal. Now, the one that we get, yeah?
Yep. I'm going to suggest that you go not far from you to Bunnings. You can buy bulk dog food, a good quality at Bunnings.
Yeah, but the thing is, I hate Bunnings because of the if you get the jab, you get a white bread wrapped around a cheap sausage, but you have to get the jab.
Yeah, that was then. This is now. They're not doing that yet, but it could come back. You're right. But no, Bunnings.
I found that totally offensive, and that's why I really. Woolworths, you used to have the Woolworths COVID safe, and we were hassled to go and shop.
Yeah.
We had to do proof of vaccination, like with your phone app. And I went, you got to be, I'd rather starve.
Yeah.
No, that snake oil that they inject into your arm and the people that swore by it. You remember Jane Hansen? She didn't even last 3 years.
Yeah.
And they were all dropping like flies. The Nazis have said, everyone who's not vaccinated should be in internment camps. Look, if you're vaccinated, how are you threatened by me then?
Exactly. Like, Rollo, this is the logic. This is this is the same thing we're going with about this, supposed, problem we've got in Australia that the farmers can't get fertilizer. When have you ever heard that New Zealanders and Australians needed Middle Eastern fertilizer to make their crops grow? You can just go to the beach and rip up a whole lot of dying seaweed, which is up, further up. You're not allowed to take the green stuff that's on the peripheral of the where the water comes, but you can take as much as you like of dying seaweed and put it into your bin. Go and get some cow poo or horse poo or whatever poo, not human poo. Do not use that. And chop it up and then mix it up with some sand and throw it into your garden. And you're going to have this incredible growth of.
You'll have the best roses. You'll have the best roses.
Best roses. Yeah, for sure. We've never needed the Middle East, but all of a sudden they're telling us on the media that we've got 30% less vegetables going on the ground because we can't get this nitrogen-laced shit from the Middle East.
Yeah.
We've never needed
every
that.
Every time you mention that, it reminds. Have you seen that explosion in Lebanon where in one of their ports they had all this ammonium nitrate?
Ammonium nitrate. They got all fireworks.
Have you ever seen an explosion like it?
No, it was like an atomic bomb going off.
And that killed quite a few people, like 200 or 300 people, and it deafened, like, burst everyone's eardrums. The shockwave that came off that thing, that ammonium nitrate was sitting there for years or something, and it just took a little fire, and then, boy, oh, boy.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Yeah, you watch a compilation of that. They've got it from all different angles. And
I've seen windows shattered and glass.
Oh, yeah.
I watched what happened. But that was, taking out it. So basically, they've replaced. So you just look at the future. What do they need to do? They needed to get rid of these old ports that were running on staff, and they've now replaced them with Chinese-made robotic port equipment. That's what happened after that. So then it was just a controlled demolition of the Lebanon port. But
it demolished it.
And
everyone was there. Nothing left.
Yeah. Windows getting shattered and glass everywhere. But was there millions of people killed? No, it was just one of those controlled. They had to get rid of it, so now they're replacing it with a port. And actually, I have to go into my. It's pissing down here, Rollo. You're 100%.
Right. Same here, mate. Same here. It's flooding.
It is fucking pouring.
It's maybe that's the song we'll go out. It's raining men. Hallelujah. No, I don't know.
I think we might get
something a little bit more masculine.
No, actually, I've already sent it to Joel.
Oh, yeah.
When we, yeah. This is, to me, and you love heavy rock vocalists. I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that can sing at any pitch that you can name. And Rob Halford was that guy and still is, even though unbelievably he's probably in his...
Mr.
Judas Priest. Now he's still going.
Love the leather, and he had handlebars, didn't he, in that leather cap. He looked like something out of the Blue Oyster.
Well, in real life, he was living the Blue Oyster cult, hanging around the Blue Oyster.
It's no secret he was a
homosexual. Rather huge homosexual.
But his voice was one of the songs I remember him. Something like that. Let's look up Judas Priest.
The song I want to go out with, for me, is what I would call heavy metal opera of the high. Like, this is as good as you're going to get of a band live playing and with Rob Halford singing every note that you, not any person can do apart from him.
Mm-hmm.
He can sing.
You won't get this on karaoke then.
No.
Screaming for vengeance.
No. It's called. I've sent it to Joel. It's called "Victim of Changes" by Live. I think it's about 10 years old now, or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
With Rob Halford singing octave perfect, every note that he wants to sing, he can do. But it's just this perfect version of Victim of Changes, which came out in 1978. Can you believe it? 1978 from that album that Judas, Rock and Roller or Rock and Roll, right. One of their early albums. But they've been playing it live for many years.
So it starts, Whiskey Woman, Don't You Know That You Are Driving Me Insane?
That's it.
The Liquor You Give Stems Will You... live and gets right to my brain.
My brain.
Do you know that you're driving me insane? You're trying to. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, honestly, to me, this version of Victim of Changes, it's like he blows Freddie Mercury, Ian Gillan, and Robert Plant off the stage with his ability to sing.
Freddie Mercury Retrograde.
we can call it that, actually. Freddie Mercury. Right, that's a good idea for a song title for the.
The lead. Once she was wonderful. Once she was fine. Once she was beautiful. Once she was mine.
Yes.
Change has come over her body. She doesn't see me anymore. Now change has come over her body. She doesn't see me anymore. Changes. Changes, victim of changes. No.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it.
This, to me, is what I would call the greatest metal vocal ever. And he does it many different versions, but this is a particularly good one on... it's live.
So it's a rock opera. So it is a rock opera.
To me, it's an opera, but Rob Halford often, he was the kind of guy that if you had in a big band like Led Zeppelin, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, and your lead singer turned up drunk and couldn't perform, they'd ring up Rob Halford and say, "Can you come and just do two concerts?" And he was the guy that could turn up and do whatever songs you wanted to hear with your band. Plus, he'd probably do his own stuff. I'm not sure.
But what did you think of Axl Rose singing for AC/DC when Brian Johnson was down there?
To be honest,
he wasn't bad, was he? He was okay.
Wasn't bad. Yeah. He wasn't bad.
Yeah, I actually was impressed by Axl Rose's because he had
a, it wasn't the Axl Rose that I used to remember because you know, when he did Sweet Child of Mine, he was skin and bone.
He looks like he doesn't look anything like he used to, but
none of us do.
But he's also got a 3-octave range, or I think it's called a 3-octave range where you can I'll tell you who else got it. What's his name from Screaming Jets? Dave Gleason. He's got 3-octave range. He can sing anything that's high pitched. He's got a really powerful voice.
Yeah,
but this Victim of Changes, to me, I will have to say, and particularly this version, which is actually not that old, but he actually can sing and hit these high notes. Like, remember you and Frank doing the Kiss song live?
I was made for loving you.
Okay, well, Rob Halford can do anything if he wants to. He can hit any note.
They don't put that on karaoke because no one can get up to the
karaoke. Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. It is absolutely bucketing down. Yeah.
It's so hard to get up there singing properly. You can whisper it like I'm doing. But yeah, 3-octave. Every time you mention Dave Gleason, my nose still hurts. when I got a bit of a thump at Sydney University that time for being a dickhead.
Was that at Sydney University? What's it called? That concert venue. There's a venue there.
It was behind St Paul's College where my brother.
I know exactly. Went, but yeah. Can you believe it? You know who's playing there very shortly at that? It's that band we played last week, two or three weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Gay Bar, that band.
Oh, yeah, Electric Six.
Electric Six. They're playing at the Manning Bar this week or next week.
Oh, they're in Australia. Good on them. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is such a funny video clip. I love that. That you know the breaker goes dun 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 dun, and you see the gerbil going through the little tube.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "I've got something to put in you. At the gay bar."
Yeah, but anyway,
someone's joined us. Hello. Hey. Who's joined us?
Hello.
Hello.
You picked the right time to come on. We've been talking for about, I think, 2 hours, possibly.
2 hours.
Oh, good. I'm welcome today. I feel blessed.
Yeah,
you're more than welcome.
We've been on there for at least 2 hours talking about whatever.
Wow. Good show. I just tuned in. Just woke up. What time is it there? Did your clocks jump?
No, not probably in a couple of days. Probably tomorrow.
Mm. Mm.
It is
12 tonight. We go back. We go back an hour tonight.
Yeah, 7:14 at the moment. So we'll be going back to 6:14 tomorrow. I didn't know that, Ryan. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it gets dark a lot earlier tomorrow, Rick.
Yeah. Hey,
nice to hear you, Ab. How's from the North Shore of Lake Ontario, Toronto, Canada. We are here joined by the Fakeologist from Fakeologist.com. How's life treating you?
Hey! We had our warmest day of the year, 23 yesterday. It was a one-day wonder. Now we're back down to 3.
Is that it?
Yeah. It was just a blast of hot air from Florida, came up here, visited, and left.
Wow.
So it's unbelievable. Amazing.
That's Australian temperatures, 23 degrees Celsius.
That's a cold day there.
Rollo, yesterday I was on the train, the bus. Mm. I was at Newcastle. I looked at the temperature, one of these service stations. It was 38 or 39 degrees yesterday. It was like really,
wow.
Really hot.
Mm. Mm.
But it's
that's insane. We never get that. Never.
Not anymore, Ab. Not anymore. We're down to Canada. It's cold.
Come to Australia, Ab.
Go to Darwin. It's 33 degrees every day of the year.
Yeah.
It doesn't change. It goes minus one, plus one. It is pretty much 33. Sounds Masonic, doesn't it? 33.
It sure does.
I'm not kidding. It's 33 degrees in Darwin.
So, Rick, how are you guys faring in Australia? We left you on a doomy note. Are we still in the doom news?
No one's having a great time. Rollo's been ill. I've lost my wallet yesterday with $150 cash sitting in it.
Oh, no. Plus your ID, more importantly.
That's everything. Everything.
What happened? Did it fall out of your pocket on the train?
They changed the train to a bus, and so yeah, it could have, and someone could have, I don't know. I could have picked it up and stuck it. I actually had two newspapers that I'd read and threw it in a rubbish bin. It could have been in my hand when I threw those newspapers in the rubbish bin. I've no idea. Jollo's on the case though. He's going to go to the. I got a police. Number police report from lost property, and I sent it to Joel, and he's going to go into the lost property department of the trains tomorrow. Apparently,
hopefully, an honest citizen takes your license out, puts it in a post pack, and sends it to you, like I would do. Yeah,
like me. And look, Roller, I have found wallets back in the day. Over my life, and I've just always made sure, because you know what I do.
I would have kept the 150, obviously, but as a
reward,
obviously. And then
you would have just said it wasn't there. You would have just said it wasn't there when you found the wallet.
Why not? And I expect that when I rang the bank this morning, she goes, "I don't think you'll get the cash back." I said, "Listen, I'm not ringing you to tell you that I expect the cash back. I just want you to cancel my cards because no one's going to hand me the $150 back." That's the way it's goes. It is the way it is. But Rollo, I'm telling you now, I've found wallets over my life on buses.
Yeah, me too.
And guess what I do? I've seen the guy that left it there, and I've run up, jumped off the train or bus and given it to him. And I've done it a couple of times. And the face that you get, it's worth every expression on
that. Hey, Rick, thank goodness $150 ain't worth a $150 anymore. It probably just dropped to $140 anyway.
The last thing that I was concerned about was the cash, because I just went, it's the way it goes. You know, you get it, you lose it, whatever. But it was the hassle of driver's license, Medicare cards, bank, et cetera.
Aren't you wishing you had a digital ID right now, Rick?
Guess what? I went straight on this morning and put two cards onto my phone. I switched, because I used my phone yesterday, I switched off all my accounts because I do use internet banking. So no one tried to take any money out of my accounts, but I did add two of the cards onto my phone. So now I can walk into a supermarket and just scan my phone. Like my children do. Everyone's doing. And so I'm part of that thing.
So how are the diesel prices up there, Rab? They're basically
$2.20 a liter Canadian.
Yeah. So they haven't affected.
And like gas is $1.90. Gas is $1.90.
It's freaking crazy over here. They reckon we're going to run out in 2 weeks. I think that's fear mongering myself, but
you're right, Rollo. It's fear mongering, but they probably.
Oh, Rick and Rollo, we're here with the fakeologist.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
You're listening to the R-O-C, Rock and Rillo Show. on truthmeets.com community radio station, and we've got a guest from Canada, the psychologist.
Thank you. Thanks, Ken. Rick and Roller 73, Saturday the 4th of April, 2026. Crappy Easter, we're calling. We're calling this episode Crappy Easter. And we're joined by, from the North Shore of Lake Ontario, Toronto, Canada, the Fakeologist from Fakeologist.com.
Rick and Roller have been discussing, and Fakeologist have been talking for now 8 years and 3 days. I started on fakeologist.com apparently, according to Susie, exactly 8 years ago and 3 days ago. So this is a momentous occasion.
Unbelievable. Are you serious? That borders on obsessive compulsive.
Susie found that out, not me. Trust me, I'm not obsessive compulsive. But yeah, I am obsessive compulsive when it comes to
mowing your lawn. She is our number one.
Susie. She's listening in right now, Ab. She's listening in, and she said she's never been so happy to hear Rollo back again. Because yesterday I contacted her. And I said, I don't think there's going to be a Rick and Rollo for a long time because I don't think he's very well at the moment. And guess what? Unbelievably, Rick and Rollo were back on.
I had some medicine. I had some medicine today.
Vodka.
Rollo, you sober? Oh, no, that kind of medicine. I got it.
Yeah. Am I sober? Here we go. See if I can say it. I'm a thistle sifter. I have a sieve of thistles and a sieve of unsifted thistles because I'm a thistle sifter.
You're a thistle sifter.
Yeah, can you say that?
No, and we're not going to even try.
Nah, it's all good. So what's going on?
Hey, Rollo, I watched a documentary yesterday. I actually sat down and watched a 90-minute documentary. It was called Senior. Robert Downey Jr. did a doco on his father. I thought it was quite good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys have.
You don't know.
His dad was a whack. His dad was a nut.
Yeah, and get onto drugs.
Yeah,
and,
his dad was nutty. Yeah. He was one of these hippy-dippy types. Made crazy, off-the-wall, avant-garde art movies. I don't think any of them made a dime.
No.
But, that was what that's who he was. I didn't know who his dad was. I knew he had a senior, but
father was Robert Downey Senior.
Yeah.
Okay. So Senior is a tender, intimate Netflix documentary directed by Chris Smith, chronicles the life, counterculture filmmaking career, the final days of Robert Downey Senior, produced and featured Robert Downey Jr. The film explores their complex father and son relationship, creativity, mortality, featuring archival footage. All right, I might give that a look.
It'll be good too. I'll guarantee it.
It was pretty good.
Because Robert Downey Jr. had his troubles before he got Iron Man. Remember, he did quite well with Mel Gibson, you know, Air America.
You just mentioned it then. So Mel Gibson mentored Robert Downey Jr. because he was losing the plot. He was getting found nude and other people. Yeah, oh yeah. He was getting found. He was drunk, turning up in people's next door neighbors' beds. He was getting, I think he went to, what do you call it? Not jail, but he went to
rehab.
Rehab thing.
He ordered to go to it. Yeah.
But he used to say that because his father introduced him to smoking pot when he was like 13 years of age or something or other, which is like
Yeah, his father said that and he regretted it. Yeah.
Yeah. But Mel Gibson mentored him. Because Mel also had issues, as you would know, Roller.
Yeah, when he was pulled over, what, three bottles of vodka and
more,
and said they said the dumbest thing, and it got plastered all over the news. He got blackmailed for 10 years for saying Jews are the reason for all the wars in the world. And I don't think if he could only take that back.
Well, I don't think he's going to be able to.
You know, he's coming out with The Passion of the Christ 2 next year. Yes, he's got the second one. So
I'm
interested to see that one.
How can you have a sequel to a biblical story? Isn't it the first one should have been it?
Mel will do something to piss everyone off.
I think so. But you know, so Robert Downey Jr. got mentored by Mel Gibson big time.
I'm a huge fan of Mel Gibson.
He said to him, "Look, I was like you. I was young and stupid and I was doing stuff." And he did that Air America, which was basically a dumbing down.
Great movie.
It was a good movie, but it made you think that these guys weren't serious. But it was going on that the Americans were running drugs and, they were doing it a lot more professionally than that movie suggested, way more professionally than that. But Mel and he mentored who, and look, to be honest, he is one of my favorite stars to see in a movie, Robert Downey Jr., because he's, you know, lived a life.
You'll like it then. Yeah, he's very likable in this documentary. Very likable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You'll like it, Rick.
It seems like on Netflix, really...
by the way. I just downloaded it. I don't have Netflix at a principal and all that.
Yeah, Netflix is such a cheapskate. I can't watch it here. Chrissy's got it at her place. I watch.
Well, now we're using. What do we call a Joel? What's Joel's one called again?
Jellyfin.
Flex.
Jellyfin. We're on Jellyfin.
The new one
that's coming out is called The Resurrection of the Christ, Part 1, an epic biblical drama film directed by Mel Gibson.
They got a sequel to Jesus' demise. Yeah.
So who's in this? I wonder if they got Jim Caviezel. No, they haven't got Jim Caviezel in this one. Actually,
have a look.
Oh, Rupert Everett's the only actor
he's a raving homosexual of the highest magnitude.
He plays Abraham. So Jackie O'Tonan plays Jesus. Mariella Garriga.
Jackie open the radio station.
Plays Mary Magdalene. Yeah. It'd be interesting to see how it does.
Rupert Everett is a card-carrying member of the homosexual community of the biggest.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that, Rick.
Not saying that, but he's definitely a raving homosexual.
So Mel Gibson wrote the screenplay, he directed it, and wrote the story. So,
fantastic.
And produced it. So hopefully it does well. It's Icon Productions, obviously.
Yeah, Icon. Icon is his business. Icon Productions is Mel Gibson's company.
I should do all right. It's being distributed by Lionsgate, so they're
same thing.
And the budget's $100 million. So there you go. It should be good. It says part.
Guys, I'll be back. Ooh. Yeah, I have to step away.
All good.
Please come back.
I'm not on tomorrow. Tomorrow's a holiday, so I won't be on tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Easter Sunday. That's right. Yeah. It was nice to have Ab there for a second.
Yeah, came in the right time because we've done about 2 hours of complete chatting away. And to me, Rollo, I didn't think I was going to be doing this show for a long time because I thought, that's why I rang you yesterday. I said, you've got to go and get better.
Well, yesterday I was totally sober. Didn't you realize when I said, thank you for your concern? I was in quite an amount of pain yesterday. And
I believe
the pain,
you.
the pain has gone away today because of my medication.
What medication was that? The vodka.
You know what I'm talking about.
Look, I contacted Christy. I said, Christy, I said, how's Rollo? And she said, he's not well, blah, blah. And I said, look, he needs to go and see someone to get a scan, get Joe to get. And she said, I'm going to. She goes,
I refuse because of COVID-19. Listen. Who do I hate more in this world? Now, is it police? Is it doctors?
Yes.
Is it lawyers?
Nurses, doctors, lawyers.
No, not nurses. Doctors. I think I would say judges.
Yes.
I got screwed over.
Roll
just
out.
Because I said my neighbors wearing the mask
were a bunch of cunts.
On their own. I said, no, you're a bunch of curry munching naggers. you know the real word.
I know.
Yeah. Curry munching naggers. I won't say the word again, ever. Because I made a promise never to say the word again on air.
Yeah, and because I got to meet those lovely naggers living next door to you, and I thought she is such a nice, I got to see in her face. A nice, nice person. Just a normal neighbor.
I just hope they're all fully vaccinated and they've taken their booster shots.
And why not?
They're living happily. I'd be interested to see what they've done to my place. If I even go into that street, I'm still on until, you know, this curry munching.
Oh, really? Are you still on good behavior?
Curry munching, snitching nagger. And he lied. He lied in open court. He lied.
Yeah.
So did the police. Lied, and I had it recorded.
I'm going to tell you now. I'm going through the conversation that me and you are having now with another friend, a very good friend of mine who you've met before, actually, who's going through all sorts of dramas because he's had issues as well with his temper, standing up for himself.
Mm-hmm.
And what I tell these people, like yourself and him, I said, this is testing you to see how strong you are in your response to normal problems, because you're going through these problems not because you're and I know for a fact that you're not, you don't hate people. You're a genuine person who's got, back then, a misunderstanding went on with your neighbor.
There are certain people I hate.
Yeah, of course.
No doubt about that.
But I've got other friends, there's a lot of people having issues at the moment, and that's why when I lost my wallet yesterday, and I rang.
If I was in a bad state of mind, lost my wallet, I think that might have.
Yeah, exactly.
I was
not in a bad state of mind, and I rang up a friend of mine or two. You were one of them, and Dino. You've met Dean.
Yeah, of course. I met him when I was wearing the Joker makeup for the COVID thing.
He has got, his life has gone pear-shaped in various ways.
Oh, really?
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
Relationship drama.
Okay.
But then something else happened right when he did not need it to happen. I said to him, when I rang him to tell him about my problem, I said, look, I lost my wallet yesterday and money, but I know that you are going through stuff way worse than me, so it's not even a – like, he would not even thought what I went through yesterday was a problem, because he's got his own problem, and everyone's got their own problems, and that's what we've got to understand. And that's why I don't care. Like, so what?
$150. Lost that in my cards. Mm. It does not stress me. Only because I'm old now and I've been through so many different issues in my life, I suddenly realize that is not the thing you need to worry about. What you need to worry about in your life is your health and how your relationships are going with other people, possibly, compared to losing a wallet. Like, fuck, you know, who cares? You know, like, I lost my wallet. But it's how your friend, you need to be looking at your friends and how, sorry.
You know, the funny part with me is I'm getting so old now, all my friends are dying.
And we've got all our favourite actors, like, you know, Gene Hackman and what's his name?
Not that we knew them personally.
We didn't know them, but they were our friends. Rollo, I'm going to give you some advice tonight that might help you big time, guaranteed 100%. Have you heard that there is a, you know, do you like, you, I mean, you can do this stuff too. You're into computers. There is a game out there, not a game. It's called a, what do you call it? It's one of those realistic.
I'm telling a story.
So there's a thing that's out there and it's called old fashioned video shop, game. And so basically you can go onto online and download this thing. It's an old fashioned 1990 computer shop. Video. It's a video shop and it becomes, you have to download the movies and posters and get into the kind of, to set the video shop up, and you can get illegal movies, porn, etc.
Sounds like SimCity or something.
It's a video shop simulation, and apparently it's getting like 10 out of 10 from all the computer nerds out there that are into these games. And I thought Rollo would love to have his own computers.
I've already lived that life. I mean, when they put Easter eggs and whatever, apparently in that Mario Brothers Galaxy or something, it's all about nostalgia and thinking about your younger years. Those were our young years. I remember playing Pong in 1978, and then I got my Atari 2600 in 1979 or something. But Pac-Man on it was crap. It was much better in the arcade. And all those games through the 80s were superb, but I've been there, done that. I don't need to do it again.
You know, you're right. You're right. That's true.
Yeah.
You do need to look after yourself, Rollo. You need to look after yourself.
If that curry munching nagger did anything, he got me out of Floralia, because where I'm living now, I'm so much happier.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I'm just not happy with my body at the moment, but hopefully it comes good.
It's going to come good if you look after it. That's what you're going to do. Look after your body.
A few more carrot juices and.
I'm telling you, fuck the carrot juice off. Don't fuck it off, but you've got to go and find organic carrots that have not been full of pesticides.
But these are organic carrots. They're from the market.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing.
Chrissy went there this morning and spoke to Angel. Would you believe that's his nickname?
That's cool. I love that.
Yeah, they're the guy whose diesel price went from 100 to the
morning. You're listening to
Rick and Roll is 73.
Truth Meets, supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the support link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the support.
support link.
Hi, this is Fraser Kane. You're listening to Rick and Rollo, 73, Saturday, the 4th of April, 2026. That was a very sexy voice. Crappy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, was his name Fraser Crane? He was on Cheers, wasn't he, in that wonderful sitcom in the early 80s. But I like Fraser even. I like Fraser even better. Kelsey Grammer was his name, wasn't he, the actor? Yeah.
And his brother.
Silky. That's right. Philip Michael Pierce. Peter. Something Hyde Pierce.
Hyde Pierce, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, and then they tried to remake it again, and he didn't want to.
It is bucketing down.
Same here. It's Noah's Ark. If my house could float, yep. It would probably go towards the sinkhole.
Yeah, it's bad. It is bad.
It is. It's bucketing. Oh, man. I can hear it on the seat. My roof is mostly covered in solar panels, so it really 33, does. 33 of them. Yeah, that's right. Mm. But yeah, Fraser Crane. I used to listen to those talk back where you could ring psychologists. What's the difference? Psychiatrists, they're the ones that can dole out the drugs. Where a psychologist can only give you advice on what you do with your life if everything goes pear-shaped.
Hey, last night, speaking of which, I tell you what I had last night.
Hmm?
I had one of those gummies that...
THC gummies.
THC gummies. I'm telling you, man, I woke up off my head at about 2 in the morning. I went to the toilet and I'm telling you that I do support Vita gummies and things like that, or gummies, THC, because what these things do will tell you where you're feeling ill and make it even more obvious to you. And
Really? I thought they just took the edge off.
I'm telling you, man, I woke up and I went to the toilet and I was going, I feel kind of inflamed, like I've never felt that before. And it was because what they do is they heighten your senses and they'll tell you you've got an issue with a particular part of your body. These things will tell you where it is. That's why I think pot is a good thing for medicinal value, not as far as just off your head.
I sort of equate hash cookies or whatever. I always thought ecstasy was... Fantastic. I always thought that was the greatest drug of all time.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Of all the drugs I've taken in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, cocaine is awesome.
The coke's good, but having
MDMA,
100%. Yeah. That is the greatest drug ever invented. Ever.
I think so, because it takes half an hour to kick in and then When your eyes start to wobble, and your friends, there's no enemies. My worst enemy, my curry munching nagger neighbor, would be my best friend if I was on a couple of eggies.
MDMA.
Easily.
There's MDMA. MDMA and MDA, which is what they call Molly.
Oh, right.
Mm. Okay. And that just takes you into this fantastic, fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It is a great drug.
Doesn't matter how crappy your life is, it's
artificial.
Fantastic. It is. I call it the false euphoria.
Yes. Yeah,
that's what I'd say if I was going to have a band when I was a younger man.
False euphoria.
The first time I thought, false euphoria is what I always called MDMA because they were floating around for years. They're not floating around Australia too much at the moment. You can get that bloody awful methamphetamine and
Yeah, and mushrooms is big at the moment.
And that fentanyl or whatever the hell that is. Yeah.
But there was definitely mushrooms.
Yeah, GHB.
GHB is big. It's there. Yeah. And plus ketamine is big.
Oh,
big,
yeah.
Guaranteed. Yeah. But, yeah, no, my favorite was definitely would call Molly, which is, at your place, having some of that, and it's fantastic. Mm. You just feel it dancing and everything's relaxed. But this is literally artificial euphoria.
Dance. I'm at the disco because I left my heart at San Francisco. All I want to do is dance with Pauline Pants Down.
No, thank you.
Pauline Hanson. Hey, there's a big diesel going past my house right now. I could feel the house shaking.
No, there it goes. It's probably going to go past me in a few hours. Oh, we'll probably wind it up though, Rollo, I would say.
All right, man. So we're going out with Rob Halford's,
the most amazing heavy metal opera, to have a guy, and plus he had two really good guitarists. This is one of the original guitarists. I think it was KK Downing might have been playing guitar, plus that guy that had three heart attacks after he got vaccinated, thanks to Rob Halford. Rob Halford said everyone needs to get vaccinated for like a tour. And his lead guitarist had a heart attack just afterwards. Mm. Work it out, folks. Work it out.
But well, a big thank you to the brief cameo from from the North Shore of Lake Ontario, Toronto, Canada. The Aberrato Fakeologist.
Ab from Fakeologist. This version of this particular song, to me, I would put this up with any other song ever of heavy rock. And Jollo will play it. I've already sent it to him.
Sure.
We're episode 73.
We'll do well. Yeah, 73. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, Rollo, it's so fantastic to have Rick and Rollo when we thought, literally. I did not think that was ever going to happen again for some time.
No, back again in the Truth Meets Studios.
The Be Told Studios, the Rick and Roy Studios, the Be Told. Fabulous. Right. But yeah,
I'll see you next week.
You will. You'll see you next Tuesday. Love you,
dude. See you next Tuesday, mate. You're the best.
You're
the
best. Bye. We're going to go out with one of the greatest, to me, heavy rock anthems ever. And I've sent it to Joel. So Be Told. Fantastic. Thank you, everybody.